Bonus episode featuring Joel Spence, Stephanie Allen, and Ben Seaman. Your one word suggestion from Twitter.
Let's go back to the Twitter line. Noah Lee says itchy, multiverse says mistake, and Patrick Starkle says atheist. Let's leave that one alone. I've just done too much of that lately.
Mistake.
Michael McFadden says perky. So perky, mistake, and itchy. Perky, mistake, itchy.
Well,
mistake should lead to some stories. Nothing else.
I was always the kid that got rashes at summer camp. Like poison ivy, poison oak. I got lice. I got... I always had like this, and I don't think I was the kid, I don't know if it's karmically going on, because other kids would be, you know, if they had touched it, they would have gotten affected, but I don't think I was altogether the more rambunctious and more adventurous kid, but I would always have that kind of, have to get the cream and all that stuff. I felt like always the kid that got that and felt embarrassed about it.
It's pretty rough getting lice.
Yes.
Did you have to have your head shaved?
No. No. I did have to go through the shampoo treatments or whatever. But like my friends would, and my brother would, they would call people, let's go look at his lice. And they would examine my head.
Ew, like a monkey, speaking of which.
Right. So I
felt like. Did you get crabs in college?
No. I know. No. Yes. No.
And you got poison ivy, but the rest of your brothers didn't, or?
Yeah. But fleas attacked the rest of my family and never me. I'm immune to fleas.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that weird? Is that?
Okay, children. The reason you guys aren't allowed to go to recess with the other children is you have, I don't want to call them problems. Let's call them special problems. There's problems that are special.
Okay, seems still pretty bad.
Okay, they're problems. Let's just get them out on the table and talk about them. Maybe we'll feel better about them.
Everybody's having a lot of fun outside, like we can see.
Right, but some of your guys' issues, that's a good word, issues.
I like that better.
Yeah, it's better than problems. Issues.
Well, why don't you share what other people are calling your issues? We'll talk about how
Gross.
To deal with them.
They call them gross.
Gross.
What do you have? What's your issue, Stephanie?
Well, it started out as this rough patch on the back of my back.
Rough patch?
Yeah.
Like bumpy or?
Like hairy?
No.
Like stubbly?
More like rough, like sandpaper if it
like
was your
scabby?
Skin.
Oh.
It was like if sandpaper was your skin. And I thought, that doesn't seem like normal skin.
Uh-huh.
And then it spread. And I went to the doctor, and they said that was the epicenter of the skin rash. And then it turned into this whole thing that covered my body in little dots. And I thought it was the chicken pox, but
right.
I'd already had the chicken pox.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's actually just a skin disease, and there's no cure.
And what's do the doctors know what the disease is?
No, it's a medical mystery.
And what do
contagious.
The kids call you? Like what?
Dragon face.
They call me
Dragon Face.
They call me Dragon Face.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was just affecting your back.
No, it's
no,
all
it's
over
all
now.
Over
spread
face.
Over.
I see. I wasn't.
I'm not sunburned.
No. But there are no sandpaper slurs, at least.
No.
Just Dragon
just
Face.
Just Dragon Face.
Dragon
you
face.
A Game of Thrones fan?
Mm-mm.
Oh, really?
No.
Maybe you should be.
Yeah.
One of the most popular characters is Mother of All Dragons.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you can say... You can say to them, what's her name?
I don't know. It's an adult show.
Yeah, we don't,
my parents
we're not supposed to watch
know.
It.
None of you, huh?
Not supposed no, to watch it. Mom no. says there's a lot of nudity and sex in that show.
Okay. Well, what I'm saying is maybe you want to embrace, like, the X-Men. You guys know the X-Men, right? The mutants.
Sure, yeah.
All the mutant kids
I don't want to be
became
a mutant.
Heroes. Well, it's all your perspective.
Sure.
Yeah, maybe there's a power in there.
Right. Have you ever tried to find your sandpapery skin empowering somehow? Like maybe make a lamp?
make a lamb out of my skin?
No, no, no. That's ridiculous. That's, I would never say that. That's really Nazi-ish. Creepy.
Oh.
I meant out of wood. Like a wood shop, you sandpaper the pine.
Using her skin to sand things down?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I feel like a freak, though. I feel like a circus act.
But well, you'd be contributing.
I just want to go down the slide.
Stephanie.
Without wrecking it.
Well, you know what?
From
you
being
can
slippery.
You can maybe like on an early slide that you can smooth a slide down. Like sometimes slides need to be smoothed.
But I can't slide down it because I stop.
But Stephanie, when I have like fuzz on my sweater,
yeah.
And you just rub your hand across it, then it clears all the fuzz away.
Oh, that's awful and nice, Ben. Did you ever tell that to Stephanie?
No.
See, it's thoughts like that we need to share so she could feel like an empowered mutant instead of like an ugly dragon lady girl.
The fuzz gets stuck in my sand, though, and I look like an animal.
Sometimes when I erase on the pieces of paper and there's bits of eraser that are left on the paper, you know, sometimes people blow them away or wipe them away.
And that's messy.
That's messy. So I go, you don't know this?
You wipe it on her back?
Yeah. I do, and I've never told you this because I wouldn't know how you would feel about it, but because I know you're embarrassed about it, but it does help a lot. Like, it keeps it off the ground.
So, Stephanie, you are a hero to people, even if you didn't know it.
I had no idea. I was helping you out.
You really helped a lot. I have a lot of sweaters.
Ben, you want to talk now about why you're in here?
You know, I'm the host to a lot of insects, a lot of different kinds. I have lice. I have fleas.
I like how you say host. You made it a positive thing. Do you feel like you're hosting kind of a party when all the insects are on you?
I try to pretend like I'm having a party and a lot of bugs have come and they're my friends because I don't really have friends.
It's a crowded
in
party.
Real life.
You got a lot of people at your party.
Now, why not get specialized shampoo and try to get rid of your quote-unquote friends?
That's a good question. You know how there's a lot of concern about how much antibacterial stuff we use and how bacteria is going to become too strong for the antibacterial.
Yeah.
Well, if you imagine that,
if you apply that
to lice, these lice and fleas and bed bugs are all immune to all shampoos. They are super lice. They are super.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were afraid of building that up.
No, I would.
Well, how come it works for the other kids?
I don't know. I just have this luck in my family where if there's anything that's going to happen, that's the worst, that it's me.
Can I make a suggestion, yes. Ben? You seem in an agitated state right now.
I'm sorry. I'm calm.
You say you have bed bugs, fleas, and lice.
Yes, I have all of them.
Well,
they
maybe
live on different sections of my body. They've kind of segregated.
Well, this is the suggestion
themselves.
I was going to make. You break down the walls and make them battle it out and kill each other. You'll end up with one dominant insect, of course, and then you can just work on killing that insect once it's killed off the other two.
Mm-hmm. Have like a gangster fight.
Yeah.
Just allow them to go at each other.
Well, the lice love to live in my hair. The bed bugs live where my underwear is.
You're going to have to remove your emotional attachment to these little insects.
No, so you should have hair where your underwear is at this point, Ben. So I'm going to suggest cross-pollinating the different areas of your body with the different insects. Hopefully they will battle and kill each other off.
Yeah.
And once the dominant race of insects arises, maybe you can work something out diplomatically or work on a way to eradicate them.
Sounds like that Game of Thrones show my mom won't let me watch.
Yeah.
You got to get your head down to where your underwear is and just rub it so that they can fight.
We can help you with that.
So you think I should try to put my head where my underwear is?
Yeah, you got to bend over. And you got to rub it up so that they can
fight. Stephanie, couldn't he just put his hand in his hair and then rub his crotch?
I don't know. Is there anything on your hands?
Yeah. Yeah, those are where the tapeworms are.
You didn't mention
those.
First
you got to put your hand on your head, and then you got to have a winner there, and then you got to go to that's the semifinals, and then you got to have the finals down either with your hand or your head versus where your underwear is.
Like some kind of bracket? My dad likes sports.
This will be a way to bond with your dad.
Let's have a pool.
Your parents should have already been involved with this problem. I'm surprised they haven't given you some lice shampoo. But I am interested in how this battle royale is going to work out. Please tell me the results.
All right, I'll keep you guys updated.
You promise you'll come back to study hall?
I'll come back to
once
study
you figure
hall.
This problem out. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks.
I like to connect with my graduates. Okay, Joel. You got a lot of advice over there. It's time to point your finger at yourself.
Oh, I don't really have that big of a problem.
Well, you've been sent to detention for some reason.
Well, I've got what they call now aggravated hair.
I don't know what that. I haven't heard that. What is that?
It's just that I have hair all over my body. Oh. And it really grows in a hard, fast way that I can't control it. So when I'm outside, the heat is unbearable, and I will pass out faint. It's all over.
That's
my
body. That's the most awful description of just being a hairy kid I've ever. How do you just? It grows hard and fast. What do you say?
You should stay away from me.
Have you ever met? Have you ever met Stephanie, Joel? It seems like you guys have kind of a similar problem. And maybe there's a love connection here.
I got stuff all over my body, too. Mm-hmm. It hurts.
How do you guys view each other? Let's just be honest. This is a safe place.
I'm attracted to the hair all over your body because I think that it would make me, if we, like, touched bodies, that it would make me feel better.
I don't know if you've actually seen, like, really what it looks like underneath here.
Oh.
Underneath what?
My shirt that I'm wearing.
It's just probably really hairy, right?
Well, here you go.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
I'll put it back on.
Wait a minute. Stephanie, just tell us what you see.
Don't. You can say whatever you want. You don't have to be honest with me.
Just be honest.
It looks like hair that's really hard.
Fat.
So, like, it and fat. So, if you think of nails, they look like nails.
Yeah.
Like porcupine quills?
Yeah, you look like a porcupine.
How do you feel about that, Joel? Do you know what it is? Have your parents tried to work with on this issue?
Aggravated hair is what I've heard.
Uh-huh. Aggravated. What'd you do to aggravate it?
I don't think it was self-inflicted. I think it's a condition that's just passed on.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Same with me. Yeah, I just, like, lived my life and then, like, it showed up. And I'm like, I'm covered in rashes.
Yeah.
I played with bugs. Purposely, and so this is my fault.
Oh,
that
makes me different from you guys.
Attention, humans. For only $2, you can download Matt Bess's newest comedy album, Woo Pig Suey, Comedy for Atheists, available at mattbess.com. And remember to rate and review on iTunes. Help us become the best podcast in the universe. Music by Dragoon. They have a brand new album available at dragoongalaxy.bandcamp.com and on vinyl. Support real music. This has been Matt Bess's Improv for Humans.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. The wolf dead.